Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my head. In the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even want.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
You know I came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army. And my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. Some 223s go da 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 da. Please don't hang if you're not down the ride. Nigga, I would take your life away. I just hopped up in this shit and I'm the hardest in this bitch. And I try to be so humble but it's hard cause I'm the shit. And they ask me why I do it cause I gotta represent. Putting on for my niggas, gotta pay my mama rent. I keep the strap alive, I be on my dolo G. I don't cap a lot, but I rock the polo G. On the fucking top, put my fan before me. Shawty know we hot, wanna be in D4G. I'm like, yeah, we go, man, I got the cheat code. Last nigga pulled up, got this shit repo. My diamonds, they be cold, I'm not in the street, no. A nigga just move different, I stay up in beast mode. I gotta stop her, I gotta watch her, yeah. I play the blocker, I keep a shot up, yeah. I see it, I bug, go block her, yeah. We see it, I bug, go block her, yeah. came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army, and my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. Some 2-2-3s or da 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 da. Please don't hang if you're not down to ride. Nigga, I will take your life
your
away.
Your man's told about you with him, that's some weird shit. And people talk behind my back, but I'm a weird bitch. A lot of niggas tell me, listen, I don't hear shit. I cut my shooter off cause he was on some scared shit. I got some paper to make, and no, I cannot wait. You tryna come, it's too late. You tryna fuck, it's too late. I'm fucking up all this cake. I'm pouring up with no chase. I'm about to roll me a fist. Brody serving the fist. Yeah, back in the building, they know I'm back for the killing. You know I hang with some villains, and they be robbing and stealing. I gotta get me a man, don't give a fuck about feelings. We here to lick them, we pillin'. We do this shit for the vision. Yeah, let that crazy go. Yeah, aim it at your soul. Yeah, you ain't even know. Yeah, this is how I roll. Yeah.
You know I came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army, and my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. Them 2-2-3s go da 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 da. Please don't hang if you're not down to ride. Nigga, I will take your life away.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome y'all to another episode of Freestyle Friday here on OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail. And all week, I've been talking about this mystery guest. That track I just played is called Survival, and the guest is here. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, bro.
Yes, sir. My name is FSC, you know. I'm in the building, man. Coming out of Philly, Pottstown area. I just started rapping probably about. I just started taking it serious about a year ago. So yeah, we in here, man.
Just a year, and you that nice already, bro?
Yeah, I've been rapping, writing for a minute, but like probably about a year ago, I started taking it serious. You feel me? So yeah.
Okay.
I've been writing since sixth grade.
So what made you fall in love with rap? Was it somebody or somebody you listened to?
I used to like freestyle, like just saying anything, to be honest. Like, ain't never make sense. I used to rap it to my uncle. His name Meech. Yeah, my uncle Meech. He used to tell me like just keep writing, cause he'll keep it 100 with me. He'll tell me like something wasn't good or something wasn't. But one day I wrote this rap and I rapped it to him, and he like, yo, like keep going. Like that was in sixth grade, and he like, yo, just keep going with it. Like don't stop. And I'm like, all right. And that just from there I was like, all right. And just, I kept playing around with it because I'm young, you know, I'm moving around, just worried about the wrong stuff. And then, yeah, about a year ago, I tapped in. Like, he told me, like, start being serious about my craft, start doing what I need to do to elevate, and that's what I'm doing now.
That's great. That's definitely some great motivation to hear, the great advice to get.
Yes, sir.
A lot of these cats ain't. Like, you young, right? Like, mid-20s, early 20s?
Yeah, I'm
like,
20.
So even better. And we hear
these
little young rappers of today, and they ain't talking about shit.
They not.
You know what I'm saying? And you definitely got them stories, bro. Like, the three tracks you sent me, like, they are all lit.
Yeah, that's my main thing. Like, I want to be able to, like, tell a story. I want to be able to, like, reach different people, like, helping other people, like, feel my music, feel my flow, feel my whole vibe, you feel me? A lot of people, they'll rap, and they'll make a lit song. The song might be lit, but what you saying to people, you feel me? What you saying for real?
Exactly.
I'll be focused on that. Yeah.
So how did you end up with, you in the same camp with Blue Dove Entertainment?
Yeah, Blue Dove, yeah.
So how did that come
about?
Yeah,
I got in there. Yeah, I got in there. My mom actually run that, yo.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
My mom started that whole thing, so that just... I'm in there already. Like, I know everything. I know the ins and outs. I know contracts, all that. Yeah, like, I'm already tapped into all that. So it's like, yeah. Too official, man. I'm Blue Dove.
Great, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, shout out to Blue Dove. And shout out to King Briggs. He definitely, I was like, man, if you got any other artists, you know, throw my way. First thing he chose was you.
Yeah,
so I'm like, he nice. So I know who he's throwing at me. He's definitely going to be nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's my uncle, man. That's my guy. He always showing love. So I definitely appreciate the love, you feel me?
Man, no problem, man. I appreciate you joining us, man. You know, normally,
I support my
co-host
is on heavy.
I appreciate it, man. I definitely support it, man.
I like this. I tuned in last week to my uncle. So I'm like, yeah, this is a good. It's genuine, you feel me? It seemed like. Like, it was a real conversation. I was busting it up. It was a good joint.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. We just out here doing what we can for all the underground, you know, trying to get everybody noticed
out
here.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's love.
Now, you've been seeing the whole shit with 50 Cent and T.I., right?
Okay, all right, yeah.
So yeah, they were supposed to do a little versus battle or whatever. But, you know, 50 Cent do what he do best and do these little antics and shit. So do you feel like he should have done the versus battle or this entertainment shit that he's doing right now is worth it?
I feel like he should do it.
Because I think...
He gotta put, yo, go ahead. Say what you guys say.
I think... Hit for hit, I think that'd be a good battle between them two. So I think he should have just did the battle for all the, you know, the same silly shit he always do to rappers.
Right. Yeah. To be honest, I think it might be close because T.I. do got some bangers. Like, I ain't even going old, but like 50 might win. So like, I don't know. 50, I think 50 might win that. What you think?
I think he would too.
And you think he would?
That's hard for me to say because T.I. got some bangers, but 50 Cent,
he
got some too. And he got some that's twice as hard as shit that T.I. got.
He really do, bro.
Yeah, because once T.I. kind of, I feel like when he got, like, mainstream, then he kind of took a dive into the pop culture world with some of them songs. It's like, I don't know for sure that,
right.
I feel like 50 kind of remained consistent throughout his career.
Mm-hmm. He definitely did.
I mean, he got a few pop songs, but it was still hard though.
Right. Yeah. It was still 50.
We was live Tuesday, and my co-host put me on to Meek Mill and him still in flows, still in Where's my notes? I got it right here. He stole the copyright from two songs on his championship album. But you know how he was always coming at Drake for having a ghostwriter and shit?
Right.
So how you feel about the fact that he pretty much stole a couple of tracks?
I mean, I've never been I'm not a fan of that biting stuff. I don't know. It's cool to, like, it's cool to pay homage to, like, old songs. You know, you might bring up a sample, something like that. But I don't think it's cool to, like, steal somebody's whole song for real. You feel me? I don't know. As far as ghostwriting, bro, like, rappers do that. I feel like ain't nothing wrong with ghostwriting as long as, like, you don't got somebody ghostwriting yet every song. But, like,
right.
I don't know. As far as, like, I don't know, Meek and that copyright stuff, that's, I don't know, that kind of blew my mind because it's like you came at Drake for doing for having your stuff ghostwritten or, you know what I mean? But, like, meanwhile, you stealing somebody's song. Like, I don't know, that's crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. Crazy. And to me, I never really looked at Drake as a 100% rapper because he was, you know, all that singing shit. Like Chris Brown and Trey Phone, you know, I don't consider them rappers. Right. You know, I'm playing art.
Right.
So, like, it's, to me, it fits his profile to have a ghostwriter.
Right.
But whoever the hell is ghostwriting for him, they got one hell of a, they talented. And then they chose the right person to speak their story. So I don't really see nothing wrong with ghostwriting, because you can tell the difference from somebody writing for themselves and then people do, you know, ghostwriting.
And right, but, Drake
make it sound good. So as long as it makes it sound good, he's making this. He's doing something right.
That's facts, though.
But
I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that is a crazy situation. Like, I don't know if you, like, probably a year ago when I started rapping, I peeped, like, when I put something out, like, people, like, kind of stole, like, what I was saying, like, even stealing my lines and all that, and I don't fuck with that for real. It's not good.
Exactly. So how did that come about? How did you find out somebody was biting your side?
Yeah, back then, like, I was a little SoundCloud rapper, so I was just, I don't know, I was posting music and all that. Meanwhile, I got people around me that, like, they make music too, so they posting on SoundCloud, blah, blah, blah. And I posted a song, and probably, like, a week later, like, one of those people that I was around, like, they posted a song, like, basically saying, like, the same exact thing, stole a flow that I kind of did, and it was just like, damn, like, niggas really, people really do that. Like, people really will sit and try to eat off of your idea, you feel me? And it is crazy. It's a dog-eat-dog world, though. Like, it's something you got. It's something you, when you're in the game, you probably gotta live with that. You probably, there's really nothing you can do about it.
Crazy. I feel like, what's the point of stealing somebody else's book? You know what I'm saying? Like, you go get caught. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but at some point, somebody gonna catch you up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like with Meek Mill, and that's bad because he's from Philly, man. You know, that's y'all, man. That's bad. That's the bad part.
Making
I'm like, oh man. Yeah, you know. I fuck with a lot of Philly rappers, but. Yeah, you know, I've never really been a huge fan of Meek anyway, because to me, it's too much yelling in his songs. It's like, it's hard for me to take that shit serious. And then I give him that, because I do fuck with a lot of his tracks. But then, you know, he was a battle rapper and all that, right? And, you know, he could freestyle his ass off, but then when he had that beef with Drake, and it's like, nigga, what? You came out with this?
What?
Like, Drake just killed you, man. Like, damn. I expected him
he
to come out hard. And it was like, nah, it wasn't. Not at all.
His diss track wasn't hard enough. For how Drake came, like, he should have came a lot. Like, I don't know. Yeah. He didn't do what he had to do. He did.
Facts. He definitely shut him down. Now, how you feel about, I don't know if you heard recently about the whole Pusha T and Young Thug thing over the Drake, Pusha T and Drake beat?
Oh, the song, right? It's a song they did or a verse?
Yeah, so
it was
a song
like
they did. He did Drake in the verse. Young Thug didn't like it. Pretty much got mad at Young Thug and was like, how could you be mad about something that you didn't let him know? So do you feel like he should have let him know, hey, I'm doing this diss. I want you to jump on this track. And Young Thug was like, had I would have known, I would have never did it. So he made him take the track off of, I believe, Pop Smoke album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Pusha T definitely should have said something, especially because, like, Young Thug, he got a relationship with Drake. You feel me? So, like, that's weird. Drake was looking at Young Thug like, damn, you weird. Like, you going to let him come at me on the track like that you won? That's weird. I don't know. Pusha, he probably just did it, didn't care. He didn't say nothing. Yeah, I think that's what I'll be mad at that.
Pretty much. I feel like that he just wanted to be relevant. And because, we don't fuck with Pusha T like that or his music like that enough to be like, oh, damn, you know, Pusha T coming out. But we don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to make himself relevant again. But, you know, I feel for people, a lot of artists, I've known throughout the years that when they've been gone so long, they always do something stupid as hell to get put on the radar and then be like, hey, yo, I'm dropping this album, I'm dropping this song, go listen. But in Pusha T's case, it's like, you know, that ain't fucking.
Yeah, right.
But I'm going to play a couple tracks. Which actually, I'm going to play your track. I'm going to play 10%, and then I'm going to play Peso. And then we're going to, after we come back from break, we're going to talk about those songs. All
right, bet.
All
right. You got all your friends talking shit, but they was trying to fuck. All seven of them bitches mad cause they was out of luck. Loyalty is everything, and baby, we don't got no trust. I was thinking wedding ring, you was thinking Bentley Chuck. If I knew your intentions, we wouldn't have been intention. We would've just fucking called it a night that we wouldn't mention. Got your parents thinking I'm a dog. When you the one that do me dirty, don't answer my calls. When it came to you, I dropped everything. It hurts, but I'm moving on to some better things. Find a real one who's gonna give me great sex, give me great neck. A girl who bought a dollar and she thinking straight check. I'm over here with a fun net, fuck all these hoes, I done that. I'm done that shit, I don't want that shit. But it's fuck you, bitch, why I trust you, bitch? You gon' bleed so hard, cause I'ma cut you, bitch, yeah. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. All the shit I do for you, I ain't never mention it. When I gave my all to you, you only gave me 10%. You think I need you, girl, and I want you to see. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be. Yeah. I know this shit gon' hurt me, but I gotta let you go. If I see you with somebody, I might lose it, but I know that you not 100, yeah. I just don't want it, I'm one in a million. You just the dumbest, you gon' miss me, alright. I beat the pussy so right, and girl, just give it some time. You gon' be crying at night, and don't be calling my phone, cause I be pressing decline, and don't you come to my home. You know you can't stay that night. Hope that you miss me, you know I'm gone. You could've been with me, you could've been on. You the reason I'm drinking and writing these songs. You breaking your own heart, you know that you're wrong. Oh. Diamonds and I buy my own rings. And you think it's fuck, but girl, you know it come from me. And yeah, we made it far, but this ain't where I wanna be.
Me, I don't like the way you coming. I got six on six, we can really get the drumming. Fucking on a pretty bitch, make her coming and I'm coming. He pulled through his block and that nigga got the running, ayy. With the blicky, nigga come get with me,
I don't want you, baby girl, I'm picky, oh, yeah, smoking sticky, got a nigga litty, ayy, by my business, ayy, know a nigga busy, ayy, you won't catch me slipping, even if a nigga dripping, nigga, I am on point, even though a nigga sipping, used to be my shorty, now I don't want you living, I'm the realest nigga, till you fuck up on my feelings, ayy, fuck is you talking, nigga, keep it walking, nigga, my niggas talking, niggas, you slow walking, niggas, fuck is you talking, nigga, keep it walking, nigga, we slow walking, nigga,
my niggas talking, ayy, niggas more scared than my bitch nowadays, and they beat it down, niggas that would snitch nowadays, bitch tried to be controlled. And we don't click nowadays. I just break her back down in the whip nowadays. Ay, I got money, little bitch. I could put you in the rich. Ay, I am all about a peso. Now these bitches gonna do what I say.
I'm about a dollar, I need the guala. Pussy nigga talking shit, but do not want drama. I'm not listening to shit, rocking no designer. I can step out of the crib with Dolce & Gabbana. And I make her get down on her knees. And I do what I want, little nigga, best believe. Cause if I got it, then she got it, and we rock as a team. And we probably done fucked all of the bitches in your team. I mean, cause niggas really move real differently, yeah. And my gang pull up with the sticks in the air. I got shit I'm getting, and my niggas getting, yeah. I don't want you talking shit, cause my niggas gon' bang. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, that nigga ain't the same. Nah, 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 nah. And his name, we live in vain. Nah, 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 nah. I be moving out the way, though. Cause where I'm from, these niggas think that they gangsta.
Hey, niggas more scared than my bitch nowadays. And they beat it down, niggas that would snitch nowadays. Bitch tried to be controlling, we don't click nowadays. I just break her back down in the whip nowadays. Ay, I got money, little bitch. I could put you in the Ritz. Ay, I am all about a peso. Now these bitches gonna do what I say so. Bitch nowadays, and they beat it down, niggas that would snitch nowadays. Bitch tried to be controlling, we don't click nowadays. I just break her back down in the whip nowadays. Ay, I got money, little bitch. I could put you in the Ritz. Ay, I am all about a peso. Now these bitches gonna do what I say so.
Are back in the building on OG yes, Radio, another episode of Freestyle Friday with your boy X-Sheen and Radio Rail here.
No,
those two tracks by your boy Truly, and I must say, brother, you are talented to be 20. That
hey,
level
I appreciate
of skill,
it, bro.
Man,
I appreciate
it's been,
it,
man, no problem, man. I've been doing this radio since just early in the year, and by far, man, you the past, I want to say three artists, you, another artist I had last week, and King Bree are the top talented artists we came across.
Yeah,
we're
about to take
you being the youngest. Hey, man, I support it. I definitely support it.
Mm-hmm.
So that song,
yo, I appreciate
how does that come
real
about?
What'd you
no
say?
No problem, man. No problem at all. That song, 10%, how did that come about? Like, who hurt you?
Hey, listen. I was hurt back in probably, like, I think it was, like, 10th grade. I got my heart broken. And it was, like, I don't know. The girl, she started messing with somebody who was, like, I guess, I don't know. I guess he was over me. He had it. He had bread. He had all that. You feel me? And meanwhile, this is the guy she told me not to worry about. And I don't know. I was hurt. I was hurt a lot from that situation. And, like, I don't know, one day I was just sitting there thinking about it, because, like, as a rapper, you gotta be able to talk about different, I mean, you gotta be, like, relate to people you're putting this music out
right.
to. So, yeah, I was just sitting there, I'm like, man, I need like, a story to, I need something, like, I was hurt, too, and I just, like, put myself back in that mindset, and I just started writing, I heard that beat, I just started going, like, that's what came out, and I didn't think it was going to turn out as good as it did, but it turned out, like, it was perfect. Everybody just been rocking with it ever since.
We always run into mm-hmm. somebody that breaks your heart. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I definitely felt that in that song.
Mhm.
That's something I'll play for my girl if she ever starts to leave.
What's up, yo?
You 10%. And then peso. You know, that's all about the money. How'd that come about?
That came about, I was chilling the crib. I'll turn on a beat off of YouTube, and one day, like, I just had the beats, like, playing. Like, it was just playing on my phone, like, in the speaker. A lot of beats came on, wasn't feeling them. And that one came on, I'm like, I started rocking with it. And meanwhile, I just got a lot of money. So I was feeling myself. Like, I was really feeling myself. So I felt I had the bag coming in. And I don't know, I just started talking. Like, I just started talking money. I was freestyling, and that shit came up. And I put my man Liko on there. Liko, he another artist that I associate with. He got two. He on there. He was on the second verse. But yeah, it basically, because we money motivated. We trying to get out, like, and that's all we worried about is money for real. And, you know, I had to talk my game on there, because it ain't sweet. Like, we doing our thing out here.
Facts. I'm with all that.
Mhm.
So what's your creative process? Like, you watch a movie, or you see something, like, on the side of a building or something, and you let that be your motivation, and you go spit some shit?
My ideas come up when I'm like, yeah, I guess you could say that, but I'll be, like, by myself. Like, I'll be doing something, like, totally, like, I don't know, like, I'll be playing ball or something, and a melody, something pop up in my head, and I just start rocking with it. And once I get back, once I'm done playing or whatever, I go in my notes, start writing, like, right where I'm at. Like, people will be staring at me, like, what is he doing? Yeah, like, I don't know. My process is weird. Like, I don't like when a lot of people around when I'm writing. Yeah, I don't like a lot of people around when I'm writing, because I like to, like, tap right into my zone, like, a lot of people, like, they'll talk and they just throw my whole idea off just because they started speaking. Like, I just got to be tapped in. And a lot of times, like, I'm not one of those boys that, I'm one of those boys that show up to the studio with, like, songs ready. You feel me? Songs ready to be recorded. I'm working on the whole being able to freestyle a whole song. I'm working on that right now. But, yeah, I'm the type of boy, I show up everything ready. Like, I know what I want to do. I want to get this done and that done, and yeah.
I feel that. Correct. I know some people. I had one artist. His name is Mango 95. Some know him as YRN Mango, and he told me his creativeness just comes from whatever beat. Whatever beat he got, he just goes with it. And then
right.
Others I know, they'll watch something or see something, and it reminds them of something, and they just go instantly get the writing. So, like, I definitely like the fact that you got to be tuned in, zoned in. Real quick, though, we have a caller, so hold on 1 second.
Got you.
What's going on, caller? How you doing? Hello. Hi, Will.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, hello?
Yo.
Who that, Meats?
Who's?
You said who this?
That's Meats.
Yeah.
You know who this is, baby?
Hey.
Oh, what's going
hey,
on,
this
man?
Who, this is the guy I spoke about earlier in the interview, man. Yeah, this is the guy I spoke about earlier in the interview. He's the one that motivated me, made me keep going hard and not half ass do stuff. You feel me?
Yeah. You know what it is, man. You know, you know, anything you're doing, I'm supporting. I'm rocking with it.
All the way.
You know what I mean? Shout out to your interviewer too, man. He's doing an excellent job.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You say you've been doing this since the start of this year, January?
About February. So this show been around 10 years by my producer, AK, and his cousin, my co-host, B-Tray, been on it for the past few years. I happened to look up early in the year and saw him keep hosting this radio show. I'm like, man, what's this about? He told me. Brought me on board, so it's been nothing but great ever since, from February to now. We just, you know, the fact that I'm able to network and meet people like y'all, you know, it's been a great experience for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people think I've been doing this for years. I ain't been doing this for years. It's been a month. So I appreciate the love that I've been getting, especially from y'all.
Yeah. Hey, Sheeny, let me ask you a question. So, that 10% song now, that's been my jam since I heard it. I didn't know it was inspired by a true story. Now, the person in particular, is it the same person with the name that's named after that Michael Jackson song? We don't have to say no name. We don't have to say no name. We
don't have to say it. Everybody listening, you don't have to say it, but you, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I feel that, man.
Wow,
that's
crazy. That's ruined it.
There you have it, y'all.
But listen, man, I'm proud of you. Yo, keep doing what you're doing. All right.
I appreciate it, bro. You already know it's love.
Oh, no question. No question. You know what it's all about, man. You and the whole Blue Dog family, you know, you guys are my family. So, you need me. You know where I'm at.
I already know, bro. Always been love.
Oh, yeah. No question. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, peace. For sure, man. No question. And interviewer, man, you got to have me on there one day, man. I got a lot of interesting things to talk about.
Hey, you know, I'm on air Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Anytime you want
to
get on.
He got
my info, you know. He can give you my info. You reach out to me. We'll definitely set up anytime you want to come on.
Well, listen, shoot it over for the show. We're going to make it happen.
I got you, bro.
All right, peace.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. All right. And now. Hey, K, what's up, man?
What's up, y'all? I just wanted to, you know, say what's up to my guy, man. Proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I just had to put my little situation in. Blue Dove, we in here. Y'all already know.
Blue Dove, man.
Everybody listening, go get my man shit. I'm chilling, man. I'm just here listening to y'all busted up. Proud of my nephew, man. You know, sad to say what's up. Keep everybody hold their head up. Everybody keep doing what they doing. Getting money. And I'm out of here.
You know it.
Blue Dove, baby.
Love, bro.
Well, we got to get the whole camp on here, man.
Hey, yo, you just might have to.
Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on.
Yeah, look, see? We might have to.
Shit, we got several callers. Oh, we got another two. What's going on, caller?
What's up? How y'all doing?
How y'all
feeling?
CY in the building.
CY.
My co-host just joined.
Body,
hold on, y'all, hold on. B-Trey.
What's good?
So it sounds like so far we got Blue Dove in the building right now along with our artist. What's going on, everybody?
What's up? Where the bar is at?
Right.
You ready for the bar?
Put on, Sting. Put on, Sting.
Not your ordinary freestyle. I'm gonna throw a word out there for you, but it's gonna be some bullshit that I throw out there. It's nothing easy. It's always something hard that I throw out to all my artists.
Oh, here we go. All right.
So the word I'm gonna give you is porcupine.
Porcupine. Oh my God! Really?
Yeah, man. Okay. I don't make it easy for nobody.
I said, okay.
You gotta come
hard. I can do this. I said, yo, this is so weird. All right, got you. I said, when they listen to me, yeah, they feel it. Yeah, it's more than rhymes. Coming in sharp, just like a porcupine. And you know we rot, and then we know my brothers get it.
Hold on. Let me come in. I got you, bro.
Okay.
Yo, police pull me over. I'll be silent as a mine. Even if I sit on the spines of a porcupine. Me, I'm a cut like a diamond, so my skills are so divine. And my sharpness of my tongue is compared to the quills of a porcupine. I'm that sharp. Had to say it like double times.
Okay.
Had to say that even double times. Man, hold on.
And Sheen, that's my other co-host. That's B-Trey.
What's up, man?
Who that, Trey?
He's the other freestyler out here. I don't even know. I dibble dabble.
He tough. He just vlogs with porcupine.
I do this.
He really do. All right, give us another word.
Now I'm officially in this now. Okay, cool. Let's go. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope.
What the?
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yo. Battling me, I guarantee I leave you with no hope, vision blurry, unless you got the lenses of a kaleidoscope. Cause my ceiling is high, couldn't see it with a telescope. My gun skills are on point. I could say, fuck it, I'm hella dope. Got a telescope, fresher than a fucking mouthwash. That's telescope. I'm hella dope. My bar is so high, I'm hella slow. I kill a nigga and give him time to helicope. Fuck it, helicopter. Come through with a helichop with blade spinning. Or the real, spinning like a Beyblade. That's a helitop. Tell a hella stop. Oh, shit, go ahead, bro. I'm fresh off of work.
What's the word? What's the word?
Kaleidoscope.
You just gotta go off of that and just take off.
I said, I don't even know. Kaleidoscope. I said, coming from my hood, had to give niggas a lot of hope. And the sisters love me, yeah, you know they say I'm a lot of dope. I don't move a lot of dope, but I got out of and my brother moving and he hanging. I ain't talking rope. I said,
I can never fold under pressure. Ah, I said, I need them racks coming in. Nothing more, nothing lesser. And I'm coming fresher. Fresher than the...
Hey.
Yo, that is a hard word, dog. You gotta give me a triple word.
Hey, man.
Give me a triple word.
Alright, let's see. Let's see. Shoebox.
I said, I keep the bands in the shoebox. Keep checking on me, but I'm trying to see what you got. Yeah, I got them racks and loving the way I. I said, I got them bands coming in the shoebox. Yeah, you checking on me, but I'm trying to see what you got. I said, got your shorty coming over. She going to give me a shoebox. And I got the rest of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I said, and I got the new J's. You know that's the new cop. And I'm about to drop again. Yeah, that's a new drop. And my brother's coming in. You know what I mean?
Hey. Okay,
hold on. Okay, shoebox.
Yo, I'm goofy on this show, yo.
Let's get goofy, dude. I like that shit.
No, I got here,
hey,
bro, because he be freestyling for real.
Hold on. Before y'all freestyle, we got another caller. Hold on.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Okay.
What's going on, caller?
What's good? What's popping?
What's up, man? What's up?
Jeez.
Oh, tapped in my boy SS Sheen all the way over here in the E-Way from Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm just showing some love to my brother Sheen because he really be working hard,
okay.
Putting a lot of work in behind the scenes. Okay. Niggas really don't know.
That's what's up.
Appreciate
that love right there.
Yeah.
I fuck with you, man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just tapped into my boy some love, and I know he really be putting in that work.
Appreciate the calling in, man.
Very nice. Now turn me up.
Turn me up. Say less, bro. That's my guy, man. He a rapper, too.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, spit that shit there. You got to spit that shit.
You called it the perfect time.
Give me
that
word. What's the word? Give me the word.
He rapper,
oh,
too.
Go ahead.
Give me one.
What's the word?
Icebox.
What's up? I said, I got the heart of an icebox. I said, hot so cold, icebox. Yeah, I said, wait. I said, it's a hot so cold. Yeah, that's the icebox. Yeah, you know we locked in. That's some nice lock. And you know she got these pop. Got a... Mike drop. You know he dropped dead shit on cross. You a cop color, so you know it's my fault.
Give me another. Or laptop.
Say that one more time, I can hear.
Laptop.
He said. I said, that's almost like the same word we just had. I need a different.
Oh, no. Okay. OG, I'm going to start it. And you just got to come in.
First, say that.
All right. I said, remember we was broke. Recording on the laptop. Now we really balling. And we don't need no blacktop. I said, we really balling. And we don't need no black top. And I got the, and you know I'm walking through, always keep a black top. And my brother come through shooting, we call it black top.
Oh. Hey.
I said, he said laptop. I said, my brother told me just pull up and bring the laptop. I said, I got two slots. They're going to be, I said, bro. We need a new word. I'm not really fucking with the laptop.
That's a point, though. It's hard, bro.
It definitely do.
It's hard, bro.
Michael Jordan.
I said, I said, come through, ball real hard. I feel like Michael Jordan. Come through, ball real hard. I feel I'm so important. Come through, ball tomorrow. You know it's Michael Jordan, so you know I'm going real hard. You know I feel important. I said, bad, and you know she's really scoring. And I got me the bag, so I'm up in the store. And you know I got you. I'm rocking all Dior. And you know I'm about on the floor. I got the ones in the pocket. I throw them on the floor. She gonna pick that up and drop it like, or when I said I'm a shoot and cock it and be like Robert Hoare. If you come through, you better bring a whore. Like I said, that's a little joke for me.
Okay, hey, go ahead with it.
He said, what'd he say? He said, what you said, Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you know we ballin', yeah, they call the boy Michael Jordan. I said, always in their crib, and it's still on the mic recording. I said, okay, all right, I got you. I said, yeah, you know we ballin', and they call the boy Michael Jordan. Hanging on his head, yeah, you know I make him call me Aaron Gordon. I said, no, they hit around tonight, talking Horton. And I got the Mac. I can't even.
Hey. All right,
give me a simple one.
We still going off word?
Word, bro. Can you be generous?
He said, can you be generous?
Paper. That's something simple.
Okay. OG, go ahead, OG.
He said he wanted me to go first. I said, child tribulations, we wasn't making no paper. If you seen, I said, child tribulations, we wasn't making no paper. If you seen how I come up, the struggle, it really made us. I was down on my ass, I wasn't getting no paper. I said, and I grew up by the dad, I'm grown just, I said, I'm grown because I came up. I said, I'm a lonely child. I've been down a while. If I'm going to school, better now. Up new school, so you know I'm down. Got a bad bitch, but she been around. Pass it to the team. Gotta get the green. Now I'm gonna step on your neck, look, Dean. And you know I'm gonna reflex. I'm off the beat. Give me a bag. It's for the team. I put 20 on your head, like I said in the intro. Got a bad bitch, and she's smoking on the endo. And I'm, what I said some shit like that. That's what I got for you on the paper word. That's what I got for your paper word.
Okay. I said, okay, I got some. I said, gotta get my kick up. Blowing all the villain bullshit, all this shit to make up. And the only time these bitches cute is when they wearing makeup. And the only time I fuck with two is if she fuck my day up. I'm way up. Damn. I said, yeah, I need that paper. And if a bitch get on my nerves, then see you later. I got the money in my later. And shawty gonna suck me off now or later. I said, I'm playing with it. I'm catching it a little bit.
I feel you. Y'all killing it, hey.
We are.
Okay, man. With the paper, they put paper, y'all just snapped, huh? They bless y'all with a simple word. That nigga don't never bless nobody with no simple words. He got
that. That's the word.
Real shit.
Oh,
shit.
That's a telescope.
That man gave me fortune cards.
Hey, you know, it sharpens your skills, though. You know what I'm saying? It definitely sharpens your skills.
It do. It really do, though. I love freestyling.
Terry.
Yeah, got me back in my mouth.
What? That's what all young boys used to do coming up, just straight freestyle. They didn't know how to write a song or nothing.
Fact, I was battling.
Right.
All throughout.
And then can you freestyle? Can I have some for you?
For me?
Can I give you a word?
Yeah, can we give a word out?
To BJ, right?
I'll take his word for him. I'll take his word for him.
Give him a word. You can't think of one.
Let's give him. What, Pikachu?
Pikachu.
I see a Pikachu on the fucking TV. Pikachu.
Pikachu. Yep.
All right, I got you.
Keep going. Look, he about to go in too.
Oh God. Hey. So if you ever around me and there's beef spark between me and you, my cousin don't care. He'll let something Pikachu. And he's not a Pokemon master. Mm. He comes strapped like that Blastoise. That's the Pokemon with the Blastoise.
Okay.
And you ain't got no choice. My team Rocket blast up, and we ain't got no Meowth or Meowth. I don't care. I ain't got no pounce. I'm leveled up, so I got my pound. And if you talking, trying to get with me, and if your girl trying to get with me, I turn your girl to a water type. Then she trained by the girl Misty. and that's not all the Pokemon that I've caught. That's not all the Pokemon that I've caught. Like Barack. I'm stronger than any fucking rock. And I kill the shit. And I go hard. Like a go hard. And I shock it with a thunderbolt from Lieutenant Sarge.
Okay.
Wow. He's gonna
so
go through the
ask anybody if they can do what we do. Then they be Mew. And I guess I'm Mew too.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. I talked to Cash.
If you want to say, I take off. You say you got one for me? Flintstone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a whole nother freestyle coming off the top, back in the Flintstone.
Uh-huh.
That's the home of the Bedrock, where they had dinosaurs. They was doing the washing dishes. Shit, they even had porcupines for mathematicians. Shit, nigga had birds combing their fucking hair, and they had porcupines for shoes, not even two pair. Because when they was cars, nigga, and they do this shit and make the shit beat, they ain't had engines. They was running with their feet.
Whoa.
Just watch this host, man. This is entertainment. Just watch this host.
Man, give me another one.
Yeah, you know I'm on here. Ready?
Okay, alright. We gotta give another one.
Shit, nigga, Android.
You say Android?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Android.
Okay. Android.
Ooh. Okay.
Alright. Yo. We talking about Android. I guess we talking about my phone. I got a Galaxy, so fuck all you iPhones. But I do this shit. The Android's better. You just fucking blind. If you got a problem with me, come and give me FaceTime. Because I don't do this shit, nigga.
Oh.
We got better apps. I separate your body and I won't even find you on Google Maps.
Yo, I'm dying, bro.
I know this shit.
He said Google Maps.
He really said that.
I'm a freestyle. That's what I do, man. Anybody trying to make a freestyle, I'm just going to come out of the shadow like, hey, here comes a new challenge.
It's very rare that you get me to freestyle. I think, what, I maybe freestyle twice?
Three times. I counted.
Count. Yeah, I think it was twice when we did that cypher with Maya and then when Bree was on. Oh.
Yeah.
Very rare.
So
I got to be in a really good mood.
I'm always in a freestyle mood.
You got bars for no words. No words given to you. You got
I got bars, man. You know, I just
let me hear it.
I retire every other week. You know what I'm saying? I retire every other week.
You gotta spit some written, man. Spit some written.
Huh?
How about this?
Spit some written.
Everybody go around. They gonna spit they mean they 16 that they ever wrote. And look, what I'm saying. And then Terrell, you gotta spit now that because your one that you feel like is the best. The nice. You know what I'm saying? Yo, nice.
Okay.
Like, that shit nice. Type shit.
Okay.
Who going first? Y'all gotta go first. One
who
going
first?
who y'all pick first? Terrell going last.
Who going first?
Who y'all want to go first?
Who going first? All right, go ahead. I'll go second.
All right. Shit. I can try to figure out which verse I like. I'm going to spit this one. Everybody heard this one before. I spit bars like a Hershey factory. If you the best in this equation, where the fuck you factor me? Actually, half these rappers gonna be mad at me when they realize that best is knowing what my average be. I did the math, switched a couple different variables, and still came back as errors though. Your rap style is terrible. It's unbearable. You'll never be a match for me. If I'm the next Cassidy, then you the next tragedy. I'm down to earth like my best friend's gravity. The only way I fuck up is fuck with no gravity. I stay charged like I'm running on batteries. It's mind over matter, so most matters don't matter to me. These niggas weak until they change my perception. These niggas living in a dream like Inception. I got one question. Who other than this nigga B. Trey can win a battle without using weapons?
Okay. I got something. It might not be a 16, but it's a good joint. I said, every time I drop, I swear they love me even more. When I'm knocking down, they answer, but they used to close the door. Bitches really gangster, now the niggas ain't no more. Shit, you think them niggas lined you, but it really was them hoes. Bitches want me slide in the parties, but I don't trust none. If I get invited, then this blick is my plus one. Pop with me, shit, I'm making plays off of his phone. Brody made it work with the rock, he a Flintstone. Waiting on my time to use the Ruger, I could really do ya. Call me Ben Simmons, I'm trying to become a shooter. About to count my bands up. Girl, you only hit us up, me, please pull your pants up. That was not the answer.
Hey.
Falling like I'm Zion, but I ain't trying to duke it out. I said I'm still rocking Polo G. What you going stupid about? That boy keep on talking his suck. He might have to lose his mouth. Pull up in that big truck. You haul the way we moving out. I said, I ain't trying box, nigga. I'ma try to lay you out. Run up in your grill. Got a couple niggas taking out. Bullets getting close. Touch your lips. Got him making out. Niggas want to act. Well, I'ma show him. Said you wasn't trying to die, nigga. You came close. Niggas running when they hit him shot. You saying bolt. You ain't even throwing at. You ain't like that, bro. The Rock made him lean back. Now he Fat Joe. And I say, Pat, you get you moving. This is you hard. By the butt, but they sleeping on me, Trey Duval. Man, this little shorty trying to eat the whole. She ate the whole thing and swallowed up. Gave a hiccup. I said, come through your spot, collect shit like a jail car. Stay around some winners so you know I never fail, dog. Whole lot of drip shit like I run for pale, dog. Falling like I'm Penny so you know I'm doing well, dog.
Hey, yo. Damn. He did his thing. He nice. He said, got him laid it back. That shit cold. That Fat Joe line hit me. Shit, hey.
Yeah. See, when I'm writing, it hit me good. But that freestyle, I'm
working on. Four bars right there, kill me.
Yeah, that's dope.
OG, what you got
shit,
here, bro?
Yeah.
So what I got for you?
Let me see.
I got this joint. I said, wake up early and I count your check. Chill like Curry when I aim at your chest. They gon' scurry, I knew them some rats. In a hurry, put my foot on their gas. The George boys put my foot on their neck. Little boy, what you flexing a check? From the bottom, yeah, I came from the jack. Keep it private like I'm on a jet. Richard Pryor, y'all funny as shit. In the trenches, gotta keep you a blick. Independent, never needed for shit. All cash, just got me a whip. All asses, got a new bitch. No flash, just take me a flick. New fashion, high fashion, new fabrics from Cali. I fly like Aladdin, this drip ain't average, my stick. Got an accent, my true. Got the bags and pay to smoke what we smoke. You none of them young niggas taxing. He wanna smoke, but he choke. I guess he not used to the backwoods.
Oh.
Some shit like that.
Oh. He made a song for real.
Hey. On the real, the whole just did a song. I'm like, hey.
He made a song.
I'm waiting for the hook.
Okay.
DJ Williams.
Who got a hook?
Okay.
That's just a little song. That's just a little song.
A little song. Real quick.
Hey, you next. You gotta spit some shit.
All right. Just some little something for y'all.
All right, let me hit you.
Alright, well, here we go with my turn. I just may be hotter than Usher's Let It Burn. I may just walk outside with my head down like Snoop when he had his perm. Now I'm just playing. When I go outside and see some cute girls, I shoot my shot just like a freak though. I aim and let it
glow.
Don't hold on, just let it go. I go hawk on my team. I'm killing these niggas quicker than this COVID-19.
Oh,
I'm so nice with it. I'm authentic. Got bars. Got flows of the century. Your bars against mine. Well, that's a goddamn mystery. You can't get rid of me. I get rid of my enemies. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I give you a first-hand look. Now that's one time of a close-up.
Okay.
I got the winning pitch. Matter of fact, it's a win one. I got the winning pitch, and that's one hell of a closer.
Okay.
Some of these niggas fake, yeah, these niggas is posers. I ain't the one to fuck with. I ain't the one to come close up. I go hard in the paint.
Mm.
I might fuck around and just post up. Hook shot a nigga with my left and my left and my right.
Yo, he said hook shot a nigga.
He said hook shot a nigga.
He
out here.
He thought he was Shaq or something.
I'll be doing a little something, man.
He can't be here talking.
I'll be doing a little something.
That's it, man.
A little something, man. Speaking of hook shot, I heard you balling, man. You going to Penn State. I heard you out here balling.
Yeah.
Hey, congrats.
It's one of the smaller schools. But, yeah, you know, I be hooping a little bit, you feel me? Just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man.
OG
Flynn
was born right now. He went to the same school as me. We hooped at the same school, college.
Okay.
That's how we met
up,
bro. I ain't even go catch him. He's the one that really got me into the music, for real. Like, he really just, like, sat down with me one day, and we was just rapping, and then, like, he was just like, bro, just start taking it serious, bro. I showed him some music and stuff like that, and then I went home on a break, came back with some supporting all that, and he was like, yeah, bro, even yourself. And ever since then, now, I started on January. I just dropped the album. Now I'm about to hit like 10K on the album, and I just dropped it. Like, you know, just like little stuff like that is like why I keep people like team around, because he keeps me motivated. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big shout out to him. Like, no cap on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. Sometimes
definitely.
Like
exactly. Definitely got to keep that energy. People who got that same energy, you got to definitely keep them in your circle.
Right.
Exactly. You got to keep them in your bosses.
I've known Terry since high school, so this is going on, what, 15, 16 years, bro? Something like that.
Crazy.
10 years, 10, 11, something like that. I've known this man, what? We met freshman year. The man was rapping on the bus. That's how I met this man. It was something about...
Right.
Super Mario, something like that. That's how I met his ass.
I was freaking. I freestyle everywhere I go because people be trying to battle and shit. I'll be turning that shit down.
You
only lost
turning
like one battle ever in my life. I'll turn no battles down. I got a loss. But it was somebody I trained up, so I mean I'm cool with that. And they caught me when I was on my producer mode, when I was just making beats and shit. He tried to challenge me when we drunk and shit, so I don't count that. But I got a couple of L's, I can say, but I ain't got too many.
Boy,
so I'm humble.
Tell you,
I'm damn not undefeated.
He just be coming up with shit.
Okay, you know that back in the day when you was in school. That motherfucker that the teacher told you don't pay attention to, don't give him no attention.
Mm-hmm.
I was that little goofy motherfucker, I swear to God. So all it is rhyming and talking about motherfuckers, basically.
Low key. They ain't never lying.
Done the freestyle for real.
Huh?
how'd you learn to freestyle for real? Like, what was the whole process? Like, it was something that just clicked?
To be honest, I learned, when I first got into music, it was with my, with Miss No Sign, a.k.a. the producer, No Sign, the boss man, whatever, my big cousin. He took me to meet my man Ron B., my producer that got me, who inspired me to become a producer. We used to go down there to his basement every day, and my cousin used to freestyle on that motherfucker all the time. And I was like, man, I come up there one time, like, at 9, then, and freestyle. And then I think I was in the crib, and I was, like, watching, like, Cassidy freestyle. And I was like, this nigga eating the freeway ass up. I was like, he roasting the shit out of his ass, but he just rhyming. And then I was like, I just thought about it like that. Just roast somebody and rhyme. All you got to do is think of something cold as fuck, like to say. Like, okay, motherfucker said, all right, time to say my grace. Amen. Now it's time to decapitate. Amen. Show up to the veil thinking everybody loves you, and I'm going to come and show you that your ass ain't Ray Man.
Ooh.
Decapitate your ass. Now you ain't got no limbs like Ray Man. Ain't no ambulance can save him. See, like, and then it's just like, I don't know, it's just like, once I go from there, it's like, once I start, it just flow. I'm automatically, after I say my first one, I'm automatically thinking about my third box. So I already know what my second one is. And then it just practice. From like four, like I want to say from like 14 is when I really started taking shit serious. All the way up, I've been battling motherfuckers like damn near every day back in the day, like every fucking day. Like literally just battling, like literally, and then this motherfucker trying to talk shit. And I'm like, all right, let's go in. And that's the only way the motherfuckers respecting me. You know? That nigga got bobs.
What's up?
That nigga got bobs.
What's up?
Man, no. So, I mean, shit, all you do is practice every day. Like, bro, like, shit, if you want to practice, I'll help you practice, bro. We can freestyle anytime, bro.
For real. No, yeah, definitely.
I'm at.
Bro, got to connect me to you. You got to connect.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'll
trying to get on a couple tracks.
I'll give him your number or whatnot.
Yeah, that's networking, man. That's working for real.
Okay. That's what we do, man. Freestyle Friday, OG and T, man.
Yeah, it's doing the vibe.
You
said what?
I just be retiring. Every other week I retire.
Every other week.
But,
trash.
But
yeah.
For me,
that man is crazy.
Like, I was always into music and everything, but I think when I met Terry, I started writing a little bit, but I ain't taking that serious as he did or whatever. Then I started watching fucking Hood Affairs with Gucci and shit, and I used to just rap over his beats and shit. But, again, I never took it super serious, but then I met a couple motherfuckers. We had a little group or whatever the case back in the day. We didn't go far, but, you know, I was doing my little thing probably back, I want to say, in 2010, maybe. But before joining the show, I ain't really touched a pen in the past since 2011. So I've just been chilling in the cut, waiting to come out of retirement.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I got bars when needed.
Hey,
Like I said,
break in case of emergency.
I got that track from you. I got that beat from you, so I'm going to start spinning shit now. So I got a track on iTunes. As soon as you give me that track, I'll get it right into it, brother. As soon as you send me that track, I'll put this shit together.
All right, I'm going to send that shit tonight.
That's all I'm waiting for, bro.
And I'm about to work on my next one. Oh, yeah, hey, if y'all need beats, let me know. Holla at me. I got.
Speaking of that.
Hey, Les, it's good networking.
For real.
out of the track you sent me.
Shout out to everybody tapped in to the radio station, too, right now. Shout out to all y'all tapped in. I'm going to show y'all a lot of y'all love right now, too, because I know y'all up right now, past y'all bedtime, really tapped in.
appreciate it. Hey, Terry, we got two spots left on the mixtape, right?
Yep.
All right, Sheen, we need a track from you, bro. Put on the mixtape.
You ain't saying nothing but a word, man.
You ain't saying nothing but a word.
We got an all dope mixtape coming out.
Okay.
We need two more tracks. So with your addition, we need one more track. Do you want to use the three that you sent me? Shit. Send a track to.
I'm about to say. I'm gonna send you. One of them I want you to put on there, but it's another joint I want you to put on there.
Alright, send it to my email, and then I'll send it to our radio email.
Yeah, I got
and
you.
Shit. Our mixtape is damn near complete, Trey.
When is it coming out?
I ain't give out a date yet. I'm gonna get all the tracks and I'm gonna work my magic and then I'm gonna put them all together and then I'm gonna give a release date while I'm putting them all together.
When they all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely can see you stuck to your email for sure.
All right, definitely. Trey, I don't know if you were listening earlier, bro, when I played his track, but bro, man, for him to be 20, this man is speaking some shit. This man is up there.
Hey, good as well.
I'm definitely rocking with it. So, both of y'all right now, for everybody tuning in, give them y'all social media handles and where they can find y'all music so they can check y'all out.
You can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, all platforms at SSC, my social media. At SS.Sheen. Tune in. I'm on every platform. I'm everywhere. You can't miss me.
Hey, I like that.
And you already know who it is. Big Fo, Big O. You can find me under OG Simo, and that's under all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, wherever your eyes is locked in, and I'm right there. So tap in, album Youngest OG, that's out right now. Go tap into that on Apple Music, Spotify, on all plats. And other than that, like I said, vid just dropped, On Wave vid, that's out right now. Go tap into that. Shout out to my boy Sheen for tapping me into the radio station. Shout out to everybody that tapped in the radio station. And much love to everybody that's really tapped in, that's tapped in with the gang, that's tapped in what's going on over here, what's going on over there. And we're about to really shut down PA.
100.
Look, don't turn me down now. Don't turn me down.
Right. Facts. I appreciate y'all joining the show. We reached that end of the show. I appreciate it. It's been one hell of a show. I've seen you. Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to OG, shout out to you, bro. Shout out to Bree, shout out to me, shout out my mom, shout out my aunt for putting me on. That's King Bree. He just recorded a video for Any Beans. He about to drop all crazy. Shout out to Meats. Shout out everybody who tuned in for real. Shout out to Ozzy all the way in Florida, my family. You feel me? Shout out to Nays, Bree, all of them. I just appreciate everybody for tapping in, everybody who told me they tuned in, because this was, I ain't even advertised it that good, but everybody still tapped in for me and did their thing. I just appreciate y'all, and it's all love, for real.
For sure. Any more shout-outs?
Yeah, this is a good show. This joint's a vibe, bro. I like this. We about to get this going up.
What's the days your show go?
For artists, it's Tuesdays and Fridays. Fridays is always Switch Out Friday. Tuesdays is Let's Talk Tuesday.
I also do podcasts on Mondays and poetry on Thursdays. So you can call in Mondays and Thursdays if you want to, but mainly Tuesdays and Fridays, same time.
Word. Hey, we going to tap in all week. That's just some more content just to get out there for people to tap in. So we locked in. Just know that.
Appreciate it, man. He chimes in every chance he get. And I appreciate y'all, the whole Blue Dove Entertainment. Yeah, I'm definitely
appreciate you.
Man, no problem. And
we definitely
as always, y'all welcome to come on and
most join definitely,
anytime,
bro.
Y'all, man, just let me know. Just definitely let me know, and then we'll set it up from there as always.
Bet. That's love.
That's green.
Yes, sir. B Trey, you got any last words?
The B tape, like I was saying earlier, the B tape just came out. Snack Pack 2. I'm working on Snack Pack 3 right now. Should be released, I want to say, sometime next week.
Okay.
Another 4-track. If anybody got any requests as far as like any tracks I should remix, put my beat on, let me know. I'm going to see if I can get the acapella for them. If y'all get the acapella for them, holler at me, let me know so I can go ahead and mix it up. I already did the Migos. Get it on, man. Get the bat.
Oh, which is dope.
Oh, God, that's my motherfucking knife.
That's why I wanted to do that one. That fucking beat go hard.
Other than that, nah, I ain't really got nothing else to say.
Alright, well, y'all know, as I always end the show, wash your fucking hands out here. shout out to Blue Dove Entertainment. Shout out to Bar University TV.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna put y'all on the Bar University TV too, because they definitely be on the same shit that we on, and then they do other things as well. So I'm gonna definitely get y'all in tune with them, so you know y'all get more exposure and shit out here.
Big five.
Shout out to our team, OGE as always. And everybody stay safe.
OG.
Have a good night. I appreciate y'all calling in as always. This has been one hell of a freestyle Friday. You definitely
hell
had
yeah.
everybody calling in. So it was super lit. So yeah, like I said, send me those tracks, and then I'll decipher which ones we like the best that we put it on our mixtape.
Yeah.
And shit, whenever y'all want to get on, just let me know. So I appreciate y'all. Everybody have a blessed and good night.
Got you, bro.
You as well. Everybody on here as well.
All right, have a good one.
You too. All right.